Friends, we now move on to the chapter number 5, innovation process. Our subject is innovation management, and the name of the chapter is innovation process. And what is innovation? We have defined innovation earlier, and that is profitable implementation of strategic and creative ideas. Now, we have seen up till now flow of ideas, then everyone is creative, believe in creativity, be curious, ask probing questions, creative connection power tools, ideas and ideas and ideas. So many ideas, generation of ideas. Up till now, we are concentrated on generation of ideas, free flow of ideas, fluency of ideas. We say, don't stop your brain from thinking. We said that. And now onwards, we will start our innovation process. What is innovation process? Profitable implementation of strategic and creative ideas. So, implementation should be profitable also. It should be strategic, means it should take care of your organization's future also. It should take care of your organization's policies also. And it must be beneficial, it must add value to the organization. It must add value to the customer. So, strategic and creative ideas must be implemented in a profitable way, and that will begin now. Up till now, we were creating ideas, creative connections, power tools, curiously thinking, being creative, imagining that what ideas exist, how can we connect it in a new way? How can you do differently? How can you do more innovatively? How can a new idea be used by using an old idea? All that we have seen up till now. And now I am going to discuss the innovation process flow chart, because our all next chapters are based on this process flow chart. So, we will discuss this. The word process is defined in ISO 9000:2000 clause 3.4.1 as set of interrelated or interacting activities that transforms inputs into outputs. I am going in basics. Inputs to a process are generally outputs of other processes. Processes in an organization are generally planned and carried out under controlled conditions to add value. We know all this. Process approach is a powerful way of organizing and managing how work activities create value to the organization. The process approach directly links process inputs that come from suppliers to the outputs of the process that go to the customers. You may have heard the word SIPOC, supplier, input, process, output, customers, SIPOC. So, that is the process approach. The horizontal linkage between suppliers and customers is an excellent way to manage and continuously improve effectiveness and efficiency of the process. So, now this is the process flow chart for innovation or innovation management. What is the first part is understanding. Understand what is going on. Understand the problem. Gather the information. Gather the information. See the big picture. Systems thinking. All this will come. Don't worry about these words. It will come. Gathering information. See the big picture. Systems thinking. Clarify the real problem. Find out what is the real problem which customer is facing, which organization is facing, what is needed, what is to be solved, what is to be worked on, clarify the real problem. Then, third point is setting innovation goalposts. That means I have to do innovation, no doubt, but what are the limits for that? What limit I can go up to? I cannot say that I need a one crore rupees machine. There is a limit. What is that limit? Don't worry about these words. Henceforth, every chapter will explain one by one all these things. I am just telling you the process flow chart. Now onwards, it's a 9-step process flow chart for innovation. And up till now, I was telling you all about ideas, creation of ideas, free flow of ideas. And now the implementation process is starting. Profitable implementation of strategic and creative ideas. That innovation process I am now starting. So first, I understand the thing. Gather information, see the big picture, systems thinking. Clarify the real problem, setting information in innovation goalposts. Part two, imagination. Seeking stimuli, uncovering insights, identifying ideas. We have discussed about ideas. We have discussed about diverse stimuli. All this I will explain again, step by step. And part three is action. What is innovation? Innovation is action. It is not only ideas, it is implementation. Developing the innovation roadmap, gaining commitment, implementing the innovation roadmap, selling your idea to your group. All this will come in action. 9-step innovation process. Up till now, I have shown you just the process flow chart. Part 1, understanding. Part 2, imagination. And part 3, action. Now, I will tell you little more depth, little more details. 9-step innovation process. Step 1. Gathering information. What is gathering information? Choose the team that will address the problem. Gather facts about the problem. Get opinions, details about the problem. Apply who, what, where, why, how, when to the problem. What is not? Where is not? When is not? Get information from external market also. Then analyze the problem, understand the problem better. Get information, choose the team, gather facts, analyze the problem, understand the problem better. Problem can be a customer complaint. Problem can be customer's demand in the future. Problem can be to make the product more economical. Problem can be fulfilling the customer's expectations of the future. Problem can be existing scrap, rework or customer complaint. Problem can be the cost or profit margin. Analyze the problem. Understand the problem better. For example, it is possible that we are using a raw material which has become very costly. Now, can I use alternative raw material? Innovation. Something new. It is possible that I can change the completely design totally differently. Then, clarify the real problem. What is clarify the real problem? Identify and list the likely causes of the problem. List problem statements. or concerns. Concern means something which is going on in my mind and not allowing me to sleep in the night. Concern. List problems, do problem analysis. Ask why not, when is not, what is not, where is not, what is the change, what is the significance. Do problem analysis. Separate the concern. Don't say that the quality is bad. Say what exactly is bugging the customer. What exactly is the problem? Clarify the real problem. Step 3, setting innovation goalposts. That means I have to solve the problem by innovation. But what is the limit? I must know the limit. I can't say that 1 crore machine is to be brought from outside country. Maybe that will be acceptable also. But we have to decide what are our goalposts. Explore the range of acceptably of options and solutions. For example, somebody will say that you use platinum, the most costly material. We can't go up to that. Find out what is the limit. Innovation goalpost. Do decision analysis. What are the options? What are our options? Weigh the options. Set the innovation goalpost. Don't worry about these words. I am going to explain this in the next chapters. Every word in this innovation process, every word I am going to explain, I am just presenting to you the 9 step innovation process in a nutshell. But the details of every word I will explain in the next chapters. So don't worry about these big words. Explore the range of acceptability and options and solutions. Do decision analysis. Weigh your options. Set the innovation goalpost. Say, okay, I can go up to, let us say, rupees 2 lakh expenses for this. Then, seeking stimuli. Find out from where I get the inspiration. Explore the environment. For signals and other information. Research past. Research present. Research future. Explore multiple perspectives. What can be done? Multiple perspectives. Explore the marketplace. Find out what is going on in the market. Speak to the people. Seek stimuli. Get inspiration. Find out what you can do. From outside, learn many things. Take inspiration. Diverse stimuli. Analyze and narrow down the stimuli. What I can do in my organization, looking at the outside area. Stimuli. Then, uncovering insights. Use your chosen stimuli and imagination and identify potential insights. Insights means deep understanding or knowledge about something. Suspend judgment while you are uncovering these insights. Use the creative connection power tools, which we have discussed already. Choose the high priority insights for further reflection. Then identify the ideas. Explore these high priority insights for potential ideas to solve your real problem. What are the ideas which will solve my problem? Find out. Compare and select the best ideas based on the previously discussed innovation goalposts. Build these ideas into fuller concepts. Developing the innovation roadmap. What is roadmap? Schedule. Take these concepts and build them into fuller plans. Investing in resource needs, what will be the money required, what will be the raw materials required, what will be the machines required, timing, responsibilities, time-bound action plan, identify alternative plans, choose the optimal plan based on the innovation goalposts and predetermined criteria. Consider the impact of this plan, which will have on the rest of the organization. So this is the step number 7, which we have explained here, 7A and 7B. Step 8, getting commitment. Explore commitment to the optimal plan. Identify who will support the plan. Prepare the plan for presentation. Then concentration, present the plan to the people. Readjust the plan, test elements of the plan if desired. Readjust the plan, finalize commitment to the final plan. And the last step, implementing the innovation. Because what is innovation? Innovation is profitable implementation of the creative and strategic ideas. Release the final plan into action. Adjust the plan when needed. Review the entire process and results and share this learning. 9-step innovation process, which we are going to discuss in the forthcoming factors, forthcoming chapters, one by one. And this was just a process flow chart for your information. This 9-step innovation process, you should adopt in your life. The first thing was creation of ideas. And once the ideas are there, we follow this innovation process and implement it successfully in our organization. Thank you.